We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and we are up to the two dots on about two dots, like 12 lines from the top of Amud Beis. It says in the Mishnah that Marchikim Esarichayim Gimel Min Hashechav Shem Rabam Min Harechav. It says the Marchik the Rechayim, the millstone from the grinding stone from the wall. Now three from the Shechav, which is the bottom, and four from the top, which is the Rechav, because it's a little bit narrower than the Shechav. My time, why do you have to remove a millstone from a wall? Mishum Tarya, because of the shaking of the ground that happens from, and the vibrations from this millstone, and that can ruin the wall. Freit Gemara v'atanya v'shel chamar shloishem nasruvel shenarabam v'nakelas. And says v'shel chamar, also there's a certain millstone that is done by a chamar. What it is a chamar, you tie the chamar to one of the stones, and the chamar walks in circles. He walks around in circles, he's getting dizzy, doing hakafot, like, you know, Rabbi Eli Mansur would say, and he's going around, and he's turning around the stone. And for some reason, that doesn't make so much vibrations, because they're usually a very small stone. And it says in this braisa, even there, you got to remove from the wall three tefachim. So I can say it's because of vibrations, but it says in the braisa, v'shel chamar, shloishem nastrubel, shein abam nakelas. You have to remove it also. Three. Right, you don't need three tefachim, but that could be less than that. There's a skinny chamar. I know, you could say that. You could answer that. That's a good teretz, but the more doesn't answer that. The more answers. Because it's funny that it would be the exact same amount as the vibrations, would be the same amount as the chamar. It's a good taina, but it doesn't sound like it's for that. So my answer is, what's the vibrations? My answer is, it's because of the coil. It's because of the noise. Like Rashi says, Tupjot, what the noise means. Yes, Rashi call and hugs the chamar, either because I'm schlepping the chamar that makes noise, yes, Rashi call arachayim, or the coil arachayim. So according to the Gemara coming out, the reason why the millstone can't be next to the wall is because of the coil and not because of vibrations. So the Tana is three from the Kalya and Arba Manasafa. So Rashi explains the Mishnah exactly why it's shaped this way, which I'm calling a cone shape, really, not really a cone shape. The bottom is thicker than top. And the reason is because you make a platform for the Tana. If the Tana would sit on the ground, then it would get cooled off, the heat. Therefore, they make a platform for it, which is wider than the Tana, and you place the Tana on the platform, which is wider than the Tana. So I'm a bias. Shema mino kalya tana tefach. We see that kalya tana is a tefach, and nafka mino levek chamem. What I mean is that if you're selling a tana, you got to sell the platform that's a tefach wider than the tana. Zok denaya mishta, new mishta. Continuing the sugya of nizkei shchenim and what you're allowed to do and what the neighbors let us stop you from doing. Zok the mishta. Liyamid odom tana b'zech bias elam ken yesh al gabov. A person cannot put a tanner in his house unless he has on top of it four amas of space. If not, it's a fire hazard. And it's in Vuyin Rashi, that doesn't mean because he has another tenant in his house who's worried about it. Even a neighbor could stop him from doing that, because no neighbor wants a fire on your neighbor's house because he might burn his house down. So I can stop you from having a tanner in your house as a fire hazard. You have to have four amas space. You have to have four amas space on top of your oven in your house, which is a lot. Which is close to 8 feet. How you might meet the Baalia if it's on the second floor. So then now you're worried that the ground also is a fire hazard. Which means the floor. You need a thickness of a maziva, like a cement floor, 3 tefachim thick, so it shouldn't go on fire. Over kira, it's enough tefach. Kira is a much smaller oven, that's enough tefach. Vim hizik. And if lemaisi your mazik, mashal mashizik, you have to pay. If something happens, you have to pay. And Rashi speaks out. So if you have to pay, so how can I stop you? I'll pay. So I'll be Rashi inside. And still, the neighbors could be ma'akiv l'harchiv kol shurim elu lalu. Shema yadlik batayim el mashal. Maybe the guy's going to make a fire. He's not going to have what to pay. So they could be ma'akiv him. Lo yiftach. Now, Rav Shimon, almost close to skipping. Rav Shimon says, Loi omru kolash urum elu elav shem hizik part of mashal. Shimon argues, we had this of Shimon Grada at the end of Maseches Bava Basra, I'm sure everyone remembers, but it says, hizik shmashal mashal hizik. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rav Shimon says, what? I give you all shurim to tell you that you did anything more than this, you're einus, you're not responsible. Rav Shimon omru, loi omru kolash urum elu elav shem hizik part of mashal. If you're mazik, you're part of a pain, because you consider einus. A person shouldn't open a bakery, I'm a professional dyer, under the warehouse of his friend that is being warehousing, you can't open a stable under his oitzer. The truth is, by yayin it's mutter to have the bakery and the tanner under the yayin, because ashan smoke is good for yayin. I'm a loy refes baker. But not a refes baker. That's a stinky smell. That's no good for yayin. But having the fire under it the is good for wine, actually. The smoke is good, smoky wine. It happens to be good, like tomorrow's going to say. So I'll take tomorrow. Send the ratio that you need for the floor of the tanner, 4 tvachim, and a kira is enough of, not 4, 3 tvachim, and a kira is enough for 1 tepach. Break the marakash, if I tanya, the tanner I bought, tanner is 4 tvachim, a kira is loisha, it's not like our Mishnah. On my bike, he tanya, he ben achtoim, and that's a bakery. Over there, it's commercial level of tanner, it's much bigger. And tanner didon, our tanner is kira than achtoim, and that's why by the kira there is 3, and our tanner is 3. On the floor.
Talking about from your neighbor's wall?
No, the floor, thickest of the floor.
It's our
Mishnah. Yeah, right. By Tanya, our bar, it says the thickness of the floor has to be 4 by Tanya, and Kira 3. That's the cash.
Not after the previous
Mishnah. No. It never says there 4 by Tanya. It says from the top and the bottom, but the bottom is 3. So here it says, V'kira Shlosha. Because our tanner is like the same thing as a kira of nachtaim. So the Gemara Vayit, it says in the Mishnah, yiftach hanos, you shouldn't open a bakery under someone's oitzer. Tana, emoyzer refes kedemes la oitzer mutter. If the refes is first, then you can't stop me. I have a stable here. You make an oitzer here, and you bring in tua. You say, "Oh, you're disturbing my tua." Is there no hezrain? This guy was first. He's first. He goes. And this is different. We had a kasha from this on Rava. Rava says, "No, refes is different. That's part of life. You got to have stables. So you can't now tell me that you're going to bring in oitzer and send him packing. You can't do that. If he's first, he's first." Boya baya. Let's say the guy has a second floor, he owns the second floor, and he starts sweeping it out in order to put oitzer, yayin, and shemen there. He wants to put the yayin and shemen. The guy chaps, he opens the refes baka under it. He said, and the guy comes, and says, "No, I don't see the yayin there, I'm first." What's the halach? Bayabai, ki bevi rebates lo oitzer mahu. Is that considered he started or not? That's the shayla. More applies to the teiku. Riba b'chaloinois mahu. If he makes windows, he starts breaking open windows on the second floor. That means he's making that into a warehouse, because warehouse needs windows in order that the ear should get in for the tefuah. He starts doing that. Mao, is that considered already like made it into oitzer or not? Another shaylach, sadr takas oitzer mao, which means that you have a first floor which has the refes bakar. The next floor is a sadra, is a room with windows, and on the floor on top of that, you're putting the oitzer. Does that shter? Does the refes baker shter? Or you say there's a hefsek in between? Or bana aliyah gabe beisoy mahu? What's the shaila here? So Rashi and the shaila is like this: that bana aliyah gabe beisoy. If someone builds now from scratch a aliyah on top of his house. So if you're making a building, for sure doing that for oitzer. So maybe that's considered your first, because you already built a building. Like Rashi says, "Im tim slayim riba v'chaloinus is not enough of akdama." What if I build a whole binyan on my roof? Is that enough that I'm showing doing oitzer? I can ask me, there's something in between. So some say Rashi wasn't gairis this gemara of a chsadra. The Bach takes out. Or you could tie it by a chsadra, it's a shiloh, because since that's a windowed place in between, that will spread out the smell. Mashenkin, if it's a house on top, then for sure the third floor will shter, it will bother the refes buckets only on top. And a kaponim, that's a shayla teku. So remember, the shayla bon liga base is if that's enough of akdama that's considered I started making the oitzer or not. That's really the shayla. Boy, Ravuna Breda Rav Yeshua. Tamri v'ramoini mai. If I moved into this room already, tomorrowim our dates are ramoina and pomegranates, is that cause chalas oitzer or not? Because this is not going to stay there. You don't warehouse tomorrow and ramoina, they get spoiled. You eat there right away. But on the other hand, I started bringing stuff in. So, or maybe dafka, you have to bring in yayin v'shemen. So it means imtim slayim and those things are not enough. What about I start bringing in some fruits? Is that enough or not? Marab lives with a teiku. Be'emes, be'yayin, hetiru. Tana b'yayin hetiru mishmash mashbichai. By yayin they are matter. You know why? Because actually the smoke is mashbiachit. It's smoky flavor of wine. Everyone knows it's very good. It's like sherry casks by scotch. But yayin hetiru mishmash mashbichai. But loy revis baka mishmash mashbichai. Revis baka makes a bet. But smoke for the wine is very good. Omer Rav Yosef, Haidi don, our wine is not like that. That's why you don't see this. I feel a kutra de shraganami kashle. Even if you light a candle under it, that'll be a problem. Forget about an oven, of a commercial oven. Even a candle will be a problem. Omer Rav Sheshes, Vaspasta karefes bakadami. That we say the kuyama and everything, refes bakashtars, disturbs. Even wine. Aspasta, which is a type of tefuah, which is a type of bran, that is like a refes baka, because since it has moisture in it, it smells, and just as bad as refes baka. Zok denaya mishta, second new mishta of the day. Those who want to join right now, it's perfect time. Chafa mabez, the mishta on the bottom. Chanus shevechotze. If someone has a chanus shevechotze, the next sugi is going to be a very interesting sugi, the next black gemara. This is about opening a store. You want to open your Yossi's marketplace right next to, you know, Moshi's marketplace. Shall that mutter or not? That's going to be this discussion of the next black gemara. We'll get into Chadorim also with Tanaikis, but we'll see as we go along. Chanus shebechatzer, yochel limchais biyodoi, v'loy meloy eni yochel lishoin, v'kol nechlas v'kol yaitzim. Someone opens a store in the chatzer, the b'nei chatzer can say, I'm not happy with the store. I can't sleep. People are coming in and out. I don't want this. But a guy in his chatzer could have oisa kelim. Let's say a guy wants to open a factory in his chatzer. You know, it's a quote unquote factory. Obviously, not so big scale. He wants to make his wares here, you know, produce them, create them, and bring them to the shuk to sell. That you're allowed to do. That neighbors can't stop. I can't sleep. Let me call a patish from the banging of the hammer. Let me call a chayim or the mill. Let me call a tenoikis. Or from the tenoikis that are coming here. We thought this means the people coming to buy over here. That's what it sounds like. They're coming to buy over here. So we have to see that we thought it means they're coming to buy in the shuk, in the chanos. We just said that you can't do that. The Gemara asked the kasha. But al kaponim, it says over here in our Mishnah that chanos shebechatzer is mutter because chanos is also why, because people are coming from outside, and that's a problem. But if things that I'm doing here inside that I have the right to do right here, it's not coming from outside noise, that is mutter. And if a korachim is outside noise, it's my own noise. That you can't stop me. Outside noise, I can stop you, but not inside noise. I call it an oikos. We'll have to see in the Gemara.